Would you like to introduce yourselves so everyone knows your voices?
Sure, yeah, this is Johnny, and I'm from the singer of Pig Iron.
I'm Joe, I play drums.
I'm Hugh, I'm the bass guitarist in Pig Iron.
How have you found the weekend so far?
Well, we only got here today, but you know, this is our third Hard Rock Hell, so we know what to expect. And we're just loving being back. It's great to be back. Even if it's in a different site, we're not really familiar with the site yet, but it looks great, and everybody's got good reports about all the accommodation and everything, and the venue looks great, so yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, when the heat is on, it's warmer. Okay. It's warmer, which is good, because it's freezing last night.
Yes, it is absolutely freezing.
Yeah, I've heard that we didn't check if we had heaters or not.
Oh, I think we got a gas fire, so we'll be alright. We won't freeze to death.
Oh no, once it's on, it's toasted.
Okay, that's cool. Cool. That's
very
cool.
Nice.
Yeah. But we're like 12 miles down the road. But anyway, yeah, we're glad to be back. So, yeah.
So what bands are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm looking forward to seeing Testament and Graveyard. They're both on tonight. And unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see a massive amount of bands tomorrow because we've got to kind of head back down south. But, you know, I'd like to see everybody, really.
Yeah, the lineup's pretty amazing.
It's a great lineup.
Overall, and yeah, we obviously missed a lot of stuff yesterday. And we've missed a lot of stuff this afternoon just doing this. But, I'm going to go and try and catch a bit of Dogs No More and Ugly Kid Joe as well. There's some stuff on the second stage.
Of course. Yeah, Graveyard are on tonight. I think they've got the Graveyard slot.
We missed Cauldron.
No, I think Cauldron. No, we're going to go see Cauldron. And some friends of ours who are just about to walk past us, 12 Bore, they're playing tonight as well. They're very good. And tomorrow, I can't remember who's on tomorrow, but we're not going to be able to see everyone tomorrow because we've got to drive back to London. As long as it's not snowing, that is.
Yeah, if we don't get snowed in. But yeah.
Snowed in.
The jokes just keep coming and coming and coming,
don't
they?
Sure. It's terrible.
It's because we haven't had any beers yet, that's what it is.
So after this, you're just going to go off and relax and drink?
Relax a little, yeah. Not too much, because obviously we're on
The last time we did this, we drank through the whole of the interviews, and I think they've subsequently banned drinking during interviews. And
it's
I
our
think
fault.
I now I know why, but...
So it's your fault that they banned drinking?
Possibly. I think it's Rocky Shades' fault, but remains to be seen.
He's our friend in Wildside Riot, so they play today on the main stage.
And he's obviously enjoyed himself.
Yeah, he's had a few little drinky winkies. But yeah, so
he's enjoyed himself enough for everybody.
We're not going to go too hard tonight because we're first on tomorrow on the main stage. So mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to be on it tomorrow.
Level head.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than being totally, I'm sure, hungover and just going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like last time.
Like last time. Yeah.
Well, one of my questions I am asking everyone is, what is your most embarrassing moment so far on stage? So would that be yours?
Ooh, on stage.
Last Hard Rock Hell I almost threw up. That's because of the really bad hangover I had from staying up to 4 o'clock the previous night. So it's not really embarrassing though.
It was.
I wasn't sick. It would have been slightly embarrassing if I had been sick.
I was. It wasn't an embarrassing incident.
Was it a stick dropping incident, Joe?
Well, that's happened to quite a lot, so it doesn't really matter. But and I cover it quite well. I get embarrassed by that.
You can make it part of the act.
You can make it part of the act. But when we did the first Hard Rock Hell and the what were they called, the sexy dancers?
Oh, it's Georgina Bailey and the Satanic Sluts.
Yeah. Satanic Sluts.
We're dancing
that's
on stage.
The one.
Yes, they got up and danced on stage with us for one of our last tracks, and I didn't really know what to expect. And then, they were sort of, because obviously...
Shaking their booty.
They were in front of me.
Yeah.
And one of them...
Was your eyes at butt level, Joe?
Yeah, and
is
one of them
bent
over, and I almost dropped both sticks at once. And then I was really flushed. I got really... I get quite embarrassed by things like that. So, I could feel myself going... increasingly red, trying to play drums. And
I was kind of jealous I wasn't at kind of Joe's eyes, really.
But yeah, because they were kind of cool, in a line with you, but obviously because I sit at the back, they were kind of directly in front of me. And I'm sure they look great from the front, but it looked awesome from behind.
Yeah.
So I can't think of any embarrassing moments.
I didn't see any of it.
In music, if you make one mistake, it's a mistake. You make it twice and it's jazz. So...
Yeah, I don't know if there's been any really embarrassing moments for me, apart from maybe one gig I can remember where I I couldn't. I put my harmonica down on the speaker or something like that, and it just kind of like rumbled off the speaker and fell down behind the speaker or something. So I was like, couldn't find my harmonica for like 10 minutes.
We refer to that as harmonica gate, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't tend to talk about that.
That kind of thing just looks really, it's really amateur and embarrassing.
There was that Johnny time your trousers just came down. And there was that. No,
I once dropped the spectrum.
Last week, actually, last week we played in Cambridge. And,
we're not really easily embarrassed. We're sort of four alcoholics who kind of get away with doing this. And,
speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you're not getting away with it.
Yeah. Three alcoholics and an alcoholic in denial who think they're getting away with that. But,
last week I got told by a friend of ours who was in the audience. Yeah. She said, I came off stage at the end and she said, you know that thing where you're doing with your leg? Don't do it. And I was like, why? She said, because you can kind of
jiggle too much.
Yeah, you're jiggling your bits a bit too much. And then I was like, oh, right, okay, yeah. I won't do that. So, yeah.
Dude, we should sell that. You should wear tighter jeans and you should do that.
I think
it
you should
be part of the shtick.
A Robert Plant.
I think you should swap trousers with the guys from Cauldron.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't fit into them. They're so skinny.
Oh, they're stretchy. That's got lycra in those jeans. You're telling me that's not lycra?
No, they're very skinny.
Anyway. Yeah, so no, desperately, other than the drum
really.
Jiggling.
Yeah.
I do hate it when Johnny's penis moves around on the stage. For certain girls in the audience, they get kind of, I don't know, how would you describe it? Annoyed, I guess, is the only way.
That's not normally the case.
Not even around.
Stage, is it?
Annoyed.
I remember watching. I remember watching the song "Remains the Same" on video when I was about 15 or 16.
This
is amazing. And my mum's great. She's got a fantastic way for cutting everything down. She walked through the room, stopped, goes, "If his penis is that small, why does he wear underpants?" And then walked off. So I fair enough.
Yeah. No, I remember my girlfriend at the time was quite shocked at the brazen
underpants
way that he would just kind of wear his tackle out like
can
that.
Can we change the subject from men's penis? So
yeah. By the way,
Johnny's or otherwise.
We don't want to be known as Big Iron, the three swordsmen.
Penis.
And Dan. Dan, who's not here. I'm
Dan's
here
gone to the pub. It's not even a pub locally, he's gone to a pub about 8 miles away.
Yeah.
Dan's like a lovely guitarist.
He was here until a few minutes ago, but he's sorting himself out.
We'll move on.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, your new album, Big Iron 6.
That's
four.
That's in two
four.
Hours'
four.
Time.
The other way around. Yeah.
Dyslexic,
yeah.
Sorry.
We could be like Chicago and just call every album like Big Iron 35 and Big Iron 2.
Well, at least people will know. What album is that? 34th.
Yeah.
That's like Beethoven.
That's a burn name their songs numbers, don't they? So they're like, which song are we doing next? 36. Like, which one is that again?
Yeah, but annoyingly, they don't do them in order, do they?
No, they don't.
Well, that's what I mean. But we should mess with people by calling the next album.
Oh yeah, that'd
six.
Be a great idea.
Nine.
Manson called their second record 6, and then they kind of promptly vanished.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't call it 6.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. But yeah, so
13.
It came out last week. It's called 4. It's our fourth full length album. It's the title, and we're really really proud of it, and we're just kind of. You know, it's only been out for a week, so we haven't had a massive amount of feedback on it yet, but the general reaction so far seems to be very good.
And you're playing a lot of songs?
We're doing about half and half. We've only got 45 minutes, so we're going to do half
four,
old.
Four
half
new
old.
Ones, I think, we
remembered. Yeah,
I think it is.
Four, yeah, it's probably half a set. I mean, we've got a lot of the songs quite long, and with these sort of gigs where we're given, let's take a 45-minute set, which I think 45 minutes is there's enough to make a statement there, sure. But the other thing is, there's people there who want to hear the old stuff or the hits, and hopefully they'll go away. Well, we're playing a track from every album, essentially, aren't we?
Plus, yes.
But the reality is, we've got a new album we're very proud of, and a new album we want to promote.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know if that kind of short set doesn't concern me. We look at the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan show, and that was probably two songs that lasted 6 minutes, and then changed rock history in America at least forever. So.
Yeah, but we're not comparing ourselves to the Beatles, though.
I might be. but, yeah, you know what I mean.
Say we're more popular than Jesus. No.
That was Johnny Ogle saying that, not the bass player.
Well, I'm asking a few random questions of everybody. What three things can you not live without?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Dermis.
For me, it'd probably be music for a start. You know, I kind of get withdrawal symptoms if I don't listen to music. Kind of, it's like therapy, isn't it? So that would be one for me. What about you, Matt?
I don't know.
We'll do one each, and that'll be three altogether.
Oh, okay. Well, if my one thing at the moment, I guess cigarettes. If I can say that.
Okay.
I like to smoke.
Probably my collection of Lovejoy DVD box sets. It's either that or the Best of Hall & Oates. One or the other.
Rock and roll.
I'm not exaggerating.
Genuine,
either.
I know.
He's being honest.
Yeah. So is that three or do we do?
You can have three.
Oh, three each. Okay. Well, my two kids.
Oh, we, you know.
Yeah, but see, I knew you were going
to
say that.
But Joe's going to have to say that.
I know. Now I've got to say that. Yeah. But I said cigarettes.
You can't
first.
Say that now. Yeah. Now you look like a bad dad.
I know exactly.
Oh, that sucks.
I thought we were just going to do.
Bad.
Well,
bad.
I'm going to do music.
I'm only joking. You're
music,
not
cigarettes, and my children. Yeah, that's my thing. Cigarettes. Aww. No, kids, children.
You
music,
got two more,
man. No, I've got the Best of Hall & Oates. Some would say that's their greatest record. My Lovejoy box set collection. I don't know. I have to think about that last one.
Your hat.
My hat.
Yes.
Yeah. I bought this in Ibiza.
Your collection of cowboy hats.
Bought this when we played in Ibiza.
Harbour
LIB. Yeah. Change the subject there. See what I did there.
Moving swiftly.
Smooth link.
All right, I'll let you off. I'll let you think about that. We can come back a little later.
Okay.
If you decide to be metal divas, what crazy thing would you ask for on your rider?
Lemon towels.
Yeah.
Not whites.
On the rider.
A chimpanzee.
Really?
In a leather jacket. That's what I'd ask for.
A smoking chimpanzee.
A smoking chimp in a leather jacket.
I'd want a bottle of brandy made from dolphin's blood. But only dolphins that have died of natural causes.
For me, it would probably be just like...
Hang on, think of the name for it. Hang on. I'll come back to me in a minute.
For me, it would probably be, I don't know, like something ridiculous like... Just tons of Bombay mix, nothing else.
Oh, Bombay mix?
Yeah.
Like 16 kilos of
16
Bombay
kilos of Bombay mix and nothing else.
Actually, genuinely, we did a gig with Budgie at the, what's sadly, the Mean Fiddler isn't there anymore. It's been demolished to make way for
a train station.
We played the Mean Fiddler with Budgie, and the promoter hadn't actually promoted a rock gig before. So when we got to our dressing room, and it was nice to have a dressing room, we don't always get that. We had sandwiches, that was nice. We had some beers, that was good. We had a butler. He thought rock bands needed butlers,
yeah.
And I'm inclined to agree. But a butler would be a good one.
Yeah, but yeah, that was good, actually. Because then he could just go and get you whatever you want.
So go and pick out the three prettiest girls from the front row and bring them here.
Yeah, no, that was cool. He was literally just there at our beck and call. It was mad. Really, never had that ever before or since.
What did you ask him to do?
We didn't ask him to do anything. Hey, what happens backstage with a butler stays backstage with
the
butler.
What the budgie butler does
stays backstage.
Conversely, we played at Hammersmith with Iron Maiden in 2005, which is probably the biggest gig we've ever done outside of Harbour of Hell. And we had, I think it was part of our rider, we had a packet of Skittles each.
No. Do you know what was funny? I remember
those tiny little cans of Coke.
There was an ice bucket, quite a small ice bucket with some ice in it, and there was a can of Coke, a can of 7-Up, and one bottle of water. And there was four members of the band, but there was
plus
three drinks. yeah, plus
six
two drinks.
Together.
And there was three drinks in an ice bucket.
Don't forget the Skittles, Joe.
And three bags of Skittles.
Yeah, because that's what rock bands want: Skittles.
Yeah. And the one
and dolphin's
to not
blood
get
brandy.
Amazing.
Yeah, we don't want for much.
No, not much at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were an alcoholic drink, what would you be and why?
A White Russian. Because it's tasty and smooth and understated.
And curdles easily.
Like heated apricot.
Have you ever tried Gorilla Snot?
No, what?
Gorilla Snot is a shot of, is it port? Yeah, port.
Are we being sponsored by Gorilla Snot, Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
And it curdles, and it just becomes like this big, horrible glob.
That's what I want. That's what I want on my rider, my dream rider, but actual gorillas.
Gorilla snot.
Actual.
From actual gorillas.
Four Petri dishes.
We can't have too many animal-based alcoholic beverages, because mine's obviously going to be dolphin brandy.
Yeah. We'd be like
gorilla snot, dolphin brandy.
What? So you'd be a white Russian.
Yeah.
I would be.
Tough one.
Like a can of cheap cooking lager. Because I'm a bit rubbish.
It's like those beers that you get, the supermarket own brands. It just says lager.
Wisepenny. Wisepenny lager.
Lidl.
Like Repo Man.
Not even
Repo
Man. Like
drink. Orange drink.
Lager drink. That's what I do.
Today's
cheap.
Interview has been brought to you by Orange Drink and Lager.
And your drink would be?
I can't drink beer anymore. It's awful. I don't enjoy it. It's
but
weird.
What
I
would
love
you be?
Beer. I don't know. I mean, what? Why would I be a drink?
Because it's a question.
Because it's a question. Oh, okay.
You don't have to. You're not actually expecting you to turn into an alcoholic drink. It's just, what if?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Red wine, because you're getting better.
Fine Napoleon.
Age.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, Joe, I love you. He's been trying to touch me all day. Any chance he can. Yes.
Let's see your t-shirt again.
He does. He's fucking. Oi! Don't write any checks your body can't cash, Joe.
Why? Wine, red wine. Rosé.
Actually.
Rosé.
Blue Nun.
Blue Nun's a white wine. Leave for a star. And that's a white wine, and they're both sickly. Quite
exactly.
Partial to a Cabernet Sauvignon, or.
It's not what you like, it's what you'd be.
Oh, okay. Complicated, isn't
Blue
it?
Nut, didn't
it? It's difficult.
Cheap and sickly.
If I'd known, I'd have snuck off like our guitarist just did. But.
There we go. Blue Nun, cheap and sickly.
Joe's nominated Blue Nun. That's as good as any.
Okay, tomorrow night is a Christmas party. So what are you planning on asking Santa for Christmas?
I want a jukebox. From all my old records. My dad gave me his old collection of 45s, and they're all North American 45s. I'm Canadian by birth. And all these old records came from Canada, which means none of them have centers, and the reason they did that in North America is to put them in jukeboxes. So that's what I want. I want a jukebox from Santa to put all my old records in.
What do I want? A tattoo.
Tattoo? Because you haven't got any, have you?
No.
Joe is the illustrated man, viewers. So
I'm sure
you're going to get a tattoo of Santa.
Yeah, Santa's face.
I thought you were going to get a tattoo of my new t-shirt.
Of you wearing a t-shirt.
You'll get really
naked
lightness.
From the waist down.
Get one of those really badly kind of portrait tattoos of Hugh's long flowing hair.
Oh, that's a picture, isn't it? It's a Japanese copy of Rathchild by Iron Maiden on 7-inch single I saw in Cambly in 1982, but I figure £5 for one single is quite a lot of money then, and I didn't get it. I've always regretted it. But it comes up on eBay occasionally. I'm not like paying £100. I wouldn't mind a copy of the Japanese pressing of Rathchild by Iron Maiden, 7-inch. A standard edition, not a promo.
Like you were genuinely asking Santa for that then.
I am.
It sounded like
about.
You were being really specific.
Like, I haven't got the catalogue number
like,
on me.
Get,
but
it, get the Japanese version. Santa.
I collect the Iron Maiden singles and I haven't got that.
Well, Santa's a collector, it's fine, he'll understand.
Santa.
How often does he go to Japan?
He's a vinyl junkie.
Once a year.
What if they're out?
That's why his sack's so big, because he only comes once a year. Sorry.
And on that long shout.
I had to get that one in. That was my only chance of getting a joke in.
Johnny.
Smeller.
We're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking up at the curb.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so before we go, has he got anything you want to say?
Have you got
to
anything?
Your fans?
To our fans.
No, I'm not saying if you've got anything to say again. I said that earlier on.
Buy our records. Don't download them illegally.
Yeah, hit us up on Facebook, you know, do all that stuff. facebook.com/pigironmc. I run the page, so I'll be personally handling any messages or friend requests.
I thought you said you got that butler to do it. No, you said you hired him full time after that budgie gig.
I wish.
No, yeah. It,
who's that bloke on the door Facebook. The other day when I came round your house? Isn't that your butler?
The only thing I would say is, if anybody hasn't heard us, then just check us out. You might like us.
Yeah. And the new record is a good start.
Yeah, and if anybody else that is listening that has heard us, then have listened to the new album. It was out last week. It's called Four, which is IV, and we're going to be touring in the new year, so come and see us live as well.